This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The perfect way to start your happy hour. This is the Triple Threat.
The one that looks like they took J.J. Watt's head and screwed it onto the Incredible Hulk's body.
That's what it looked like.
You want to see it, Rich? He just posted it yesterday.
Let's see it. Yes.
Okay, Rich, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited does this picture get you for the upcoming season?
Before you show me.
How excited does it get you?
Define excitement.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to let you define it, Rich.
Exactly.
I'm going to let you define excited. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's
see
it.
1, 2, 3.
Good God, yeah. It's the freaking Hulk.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. I'm very excited.
Yeah. It makes your
1 to 10,
water,
Rich.
Buddy.
I'm very excited.
Is it a 9.5?
I think it just moved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your number?
Yeah.
It wasn't 9. It moved to a 10. That's what Rich meant.
It made his putter flutter. It did.
And Rich is making sure to slide the lower part of his body below the desk.
Wow.
This is the Triple Threat with Sean, Rich, and Ted on Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Dude, Biggie's playing the hits.
B-Mac been holding on to that one for a long time.
I haven't heard that one.
I'm guessing B-Mac set that up, Figgy, or was that couldn't have been all you, right?
I just grabbed it, man.
Was that Teddy?
That was Teddy.
That was Teddy. You put that together,
flutter.
Baby?
I never heard that.
I didn't put it together. It was in the folder.
Yeah. Okay, it's probably been sitting there. Rich. And that's why Figgy's so good at what he does. He went and found a topical 4 o'clock open because in the previous segment, you were doing everything you could. You were emptying the chamber to try to get invited to J.J. Watt's wedding.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up to and including
trying to get him paid $30 million a year
to make him the highest paid player. Are you getting any feedback from people about your wanting to make JJ the highest paid player in football after his age 30 season?
It's more about my pathetic math than it is my love.
Okay, I got you.
You are not thank the Lord you are not a candidate for the opening GM job over in Texas.
Yeah. I got gotcha. You.
Know pay a three technique 30.
You know what's scary, Clint? I pay the bills.
That's right. That is
in your
scary.
House?
Good Lord. Hey, it's all seriousness. What would you do to go to that wedding?
What would I do?
Yeah, I mean, what would you give? Like, what would it mean to you? Just, I mean, we don't have to get real creative or perverted or anything.
There's probably a number out there if that hurricane relief fund is still out there that I would probably hit.
You donate a nice chunk to get a couple seats?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Be well worth it to me. I don't know what that number is.
Okay.
But I'd certainly be willing to find out. Is his Hurricane Harvey relief fund still taking donations?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I think I'd start there.
Okay.
Right?
What do you think?
Can't wait to extort a four-figure number?
What's that?
Is that a four-figure number?
Like I said, I don't know if I want to comment on what that number might be right now.
That's right.
Because after all, I may say some number that makes no sense. I do that, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Rich is going to mess up the math. Next thing he knows, he's cutting a $20,000 check.
That's right.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah, I'd go six figures. Wait, what does that mean?
Right. Oh, man.
Rich is counting the two after the decimal point as figures.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I bet, Rich, I bet you got your first per diem you got back on your high school baseball.
Clint, here's the thing. I know who I am, and I know who I'm not.
Self-awareness is good.
Oh,
it's good.
Man.
By the way, Rich, if you weren't listening, previous segment, we talked about J.J. Watt's potential contract extension down the road. No rumblings about it right now, but I think we all think it's going to be something that becomes a topic if he has another big year. Your guess or maybe your desire to make him the highest paid defensive player in the game at age 31 would probably not jibe with the next general manager, assuming it's somebody that comes from the Patriots.
Assuming it's the Patriot way.
They're more likely to flip him for a second.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. They might laugh as he's walking out the door also. No, you're right. If Nick Caserio's bringing the same financial philosophy that Bill Belichick follows to Houston, no.
Yep.
He won't become the highest paid defensive player in the NFL.
Not happening. And to that end, let's get to the latest with respect to Nick Caserio and the Texans. Ian Rappaport was on the NFL Network earlier today with Andrew Siciliano, and he said that the Texans, they ain't going away. They're digging in on getting Nick Caserio.
Here's a couple things we need to know, though.
First of all, the Texans are digging in. They're not giving in. They're digging in. They're not abandoning their pursuit of Caserio. They still want him, so expect this to be ongoing. Two, there is a way to solve this potentially with draft pick compensation, because it's hard to imagine Andrew Caserio going back to New England after they filed tampering charges for a team trying to hire him. This may end up coming to kind of fruition with draft picks going either way and the Texans getting a new GM.
All right, so that's the latest. Ben Volen was on In the Loop earlier today. He said he thinks Nick Caserio ultimately is going to become the next general manager for the Houston Texans. How do you guys feel about where we're at with this thing right now?
I love it. I love the fact that they're committed 100% to the direction that they want to take, and they're being aggressive with it. They're anchoring down, however you want to phrase it. I love the fact that whatever game brought to the table was not in alignment with Cal, with O'Brien, with everybody in all the decision makers, the powers that be, with the Texans organization. And instead, you guys watch it, you listen to it, you see it every time, whether it's a player or a coach or a GM, you keep the guy around just because the contract's 5 years and you're only a year and a half into it. And so many times, and then it's 3 years too late, you know? And so I applaud the aggressive move, regardless, knowing that you were going to get this kind of response from the national media and from the NFL. You make the move anyway, and then you clearly have done your due diligence and everything leading up to that decision, because you've decided the guy that you want to go after, and you're clearly willing to take all the blowback that comes with him, whatever that may be.
Yeah, I think Caserio is coming to Houston. I think he will be the GM for the 2019 season. It's more of a how and when they're going to get it done than if they're going to get it done. I think it's very clear that he wants the Houston job, and I think when your current employer has essentially leveled allegations that portray you as a party to tampering, it's hard to turn around and go back. I don't think he'll be going back. To me, this boils down to, at this point, how much compensation, if any, will the Texans wind up granting the Patriots for the right to hire Nick Caserio? And that all depends on the outcome of two things, and this is all up to the league. Does he hold a title that allows the Patriots to deny permission? And did the Texans tamper? If the answer to both of those questions is favorable to the Texans, well, then they're home free.
And Ian Rappaport basically said what you just said, Rich, that ultimately at the end of the day, it's the Patriots probably seeking draft compensation. Here's what he had to say.
One thing the Patriots know, and Caserio probably knows this better than anyone, which is the Patriots know value. And they know how to make a deal, and they know leverage. And right now, they do have some leverage because Caserio is still working for them. So maybe the Texans say, let's just get this done with the draft pick. Both of us move on and enjoy our summer. And the Texans will have a new general manager. The Patriots will get something for their efforts. That is something that is a very conceivable outcome in this situation.
And the important part of that is, I think when most, me included, but most listeners hear the word tampering, there's a negative connotation. There's a negative vibe that comes with that, and I think it's protocol. Like Rich and I talked about it earlier, I just think it's protocol. I think when something like this happens, and if you're the Patriots, you're going, this old boy's going out the door. Either way we put it, we might as well start screaming tampering so that we can at least get something on the flip side of this thing.
I feel like it's also, Clint, an indicator as to just how valuable Caserio is, because I feel like with nearly every transaction like this, nearly every pursuit of somebody to fill a role in your organization with somebody who's under contract to another team, whether it's a player who's still under contract and you got, you know, other players while they're on the field knowing that their contract's up after you go, man, we'd love to have you running around on the other side at wide receiver. Or if it's contact via text or phone or just through the course of normal conversations that you have with former coworkers like O'Brien or Easterby might have had with Caserio along the way. I feel like tampering to the letter of the law happens all the time. It's just very selective as to when teams want to push the envelope, right, and actually file a complaint. And I think it's an indicator of just how valuable Caserio is to the Patriots, that either A, they don't want to lose him, or B, if they're going to lose him, they're going to go down swinging and get something for him, because this is a guy that a team like the Texans might actually trade something for.
Well, Sean, I'm on the flip side of what you just mentioned as far as, like, I believe that the tampering aspect of this thing, anybody that legally tampers in today's NFL, you got to be a damn fool. I mean, somebody said two of the main parties, it was Caserio and Easterly.
Easterby.
Easterby. They got the same agent.
Yeah.
So if there's tampering in this situation and you didn't go through your agent communicate.
That's a great point.
I mean, what in the hell is going on here,
that's
right?
That's a really good point.
And so that's what just leads me to go, this has got to be protocol of when the tampering issue comes up. It is strictly because we know the guy's leaving. We don't have a chance in hell of keeping him, but we're going to do everything we can to get something in return.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about that, guys. In today's world, yeah. You got to be a fool to legally tamper. Now, I'm sure they can
that
say, well.
That said, I think it happens.
Well, I think there's people that text message stuff. I mean, I think there's owners that need to stop at the massage parlor down the street before he takes off to the championship
game. There are damn fools out there.
Right, and it's on video. Right now, I mean, there's fools out there, but my point is if they're over here in the Texans front office, we got bigger problems than a GM vacancy.
That's right. Yeah, totally. The optics are bad, though, right? I mean, hours after they meet at the Super Bowl ceremony,
yeah.
Gain is fired. I mean, it's not hard to put two and two together and think that something may have happened
sure.
that night. So that's why I understand the Patriots going for whatever they can possibly salvage out of this situation. And they might be just desperate. You know, they might know that there wasn't really actually tampering going on and maybe bluff their way into having the Texans offer some form of compensation.
You've calmed down in the last 24 hours, Rich, because 24 hours ago, this is a much more rational Rich Lord that you understand that the Patriots are doing this because 24 hours
I'm
ago,
controlling myself,
you were
Sean.
Hot 24
I'm
hours
controlling
ago.
Controlling myself.
Who are the Patriots
Who
to be
the hell
doing
are they
this?
To that was 24 hours ago. Someone of cheating.
It's a sign of maturity, Rich. Yeah, I mean, it's
why
sign
are you
of maturity.
Poking the bear, Sean?
I'm pointing out how much you've advanced in the last 24 hours,
man,
Rich.
That makes me sick. It still does.
Do you feel a little dirty right now? The take you just had 45 seconds
how
ago.
How so?
That you're kind of saying it was okay that the Patriots filed this tampering thing.
I'm speculating as to why they did it.
Oh, okay. Because you seem sort of understanding that they were doing
it. No, it's not a sympathetic tone at all.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
No, they're the poster children for cheating. Are you kidding me?
That's what I wanted to hear.
They set the template for cheating in the NFL.
Get you hot again. There we go. All right. Good. I just want to make sure that fire still burns in there. All right. There is one thing. That if this indeed does burn some of the bridges between the Texans and the Patriots with respect to the people who have been part of the Patriot regime before, there is one thing that I'm really glad about everything playing out the way that it is over the last 24 hours. I'll tell you what that is next. You're listening to The Triple Threat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.